This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, does anybody else feel like it's a slow start to the morning or the afternoon if you're on the East Coast? We're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and we are... well, kicking it into gear, it feels like holiday time. It has felt like that for at least a few days on the air. And Super Don, it's getting more festive because tomorrow, for those of you listening live today, Super Don's officially old enough to become a grandpa. Because before it was all just pretend. You can't be a grandpa at the ages you are a grandpa. Just not... I can't say what's normal.
Your 40s is just not old enough, huh?
No, it's just kind of, like I said, you got the early start. The kids get the early start. And that was pretty much par for the normal course throughout a lot of our history. We're talking about human history. And, you know, we kind of pushed the envelope in the Gen X and beyond to say, let's hold off on the kids a little longer so you don't become a grandparent till much later. And you've been experiencing it for a number of years now, so I always look to you for advice at that point in time. Now you're at that sage wisdom age coming up.
The wise sage of, Super Don, yeah.
Exactly.
No. Yes, tomorrow I'm officially over the hill, so I don't know.
I don't know. The hill is where you are. It's pretty big here. It wasn't big where I used to
be. Yeah, we're about 4,500 feet here.
We're about the same. So it is a big hill. And Super Don, God bless you. Be careful on Christmas Eve based on what they're telling us. We'll get to that as far as health threats of Christmas Eve, past, present, perhaps future. Speculate on what may be the issue there. It's just you, me, and Super D today, all y'all. Watching on YouTube, listening through GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. And you woke up with quite a start, Super Don, didn't you? I sent you some language from Pinterest. Very specific language that said... you're banned. We cannot have you on Pinterest anymore. It was like, what was your response reaction? Like, we had arrived or something?
No, I woke up, grabbed my phone, turned it on, opened up Skype, and this was the message from you. It says, we removed your Pinterest account because it or your linked website violated our misinformation policy. And I'm looking at it, I'm going, no, really?
What?
Did this? What? And then it says this policy includes things like promotion of false cures for terminal or chronic illnesses and anti-vaccination advice. So I read that and I was like, yay! You know, some people be like, why are you cheering? Yeah. And I'm thinking, finally, we can join that honored and respected group of people that have been censored by Pinterest because we're out there telling the truth, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yay. So I message you. I'm like, yay, we've arrived. Yay, finally. And you're like, no, that was not us. That was Sayergy and Green Med Info. And I'm like, dang it.
Yeah,
damn it. You know, we keep trying.
Mm-hmm. We do. And
they won't ban us.
Well, maybe it's divine providence. We got a little bit of, the good guys on the other side looking out for us. Maybe it's because we've only got 10 or 12 listeners and they don't care about us. I don't know. Somewhere in between. The fact of the matter is, what guides me is why I call this my healing ministry. in radio. Non-denominational, everybody's welcome. You can be a part of whatever church, synagogue, mosque you worship in. This is not my point. I'm not proselytizing you to believe what I believe, other than to really, let's say, find common ground. That common ground, freedom, individual liberty, health freedom, of course, and perhaps the freedom to say, you know what? My kids do not become pincushion experiments to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which is a death cult, a religion by any other name. But this one is endorsed in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution. By the way, we weren't on the air on the 15th, which is the Bill of Rights Day. And we acknowledge the Bill of Rights not as anything that grants us rights from government, but acknowledges those rights that pre-exist government, that come from a creator, whatever you perceive that creator to be. Unless, well, in the unlikelihood you've stumbled on the Robert Scott Bell Show because you believe in big government, you're going to be in for a rude awakening. Rude awakening. So, yes, Pinterest, which we don't do a lot with. I think we might have an account, Superdot. I don't know. But we don't have a millennial with us anymore to manage those things. Pinterest is banning any accounts, including the National Vaccine Injury, well, no, National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC, Barbara Lowe Fisher and the crew. Anybody they deem is anti-vaccine, pushing whatever they call false cures. Now, where are they getting the, you know, what's a real cure or not? WebMD, Snopes, right? And it's interesting to note that Sayer G, of all the what might be considered alternative websites, right, health websites, is the most rooted in scientific literature, peer-reviewed journal references. There is almost, I don't think there's ever, even an opinion piece by Sayer G, that doesn't also reference peer-reviewed literature in the medical publications. And you know, so it's like, how can you ban somebody who's actually pointing to the peer-reviewed literature saying, oh, they're anti-vaccine, they're not about science? Except that it's about religion, it's about dogma. Our position, my position here, it's only getting stronger and stronger. It's only more of, you're right, Robert, and I've been right on this for years and years and years, and I'm not going to be wrong on this. And it's not just about me, because Supernon knows it. Many of our guests know it. That we are at a point where the desperation is increasing to such a level that overt attempts at suppression of speech have now basically, we don't care. We're just calling for it because y'all are too dangerous. And that's how they succeed, because the mainstream media then ostracizes, dehumanizes the opposition to vaccine mandates. Anything to add to that, Superdon?
No, I mean, other than the fact that this morning when you told me about that, I went over to Pinterest. I haven't even looked at Pinterest in a long time.
Yeah.
And I did a search on vaccines and vaccination. And it's like, yeah, no, I'm sorry, Green Med Info, you cannot be on there. National Vaccine Information Center, no, you cannot be on there. Oh, but National Foundation for Infectious Disease? Oh, sure, you can have a page. And they have this thing called the, let's see, what do they call it? The top 76 best vaccine and vaccination images on Pinterest. Because mm-hmm. that's what Pinterest is. Like, it's mostly like images and memes and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've got this long page, you know, which is what you would expect from them, right? You know, it's like, oh, quick, get your vaccines. Vaccines prevent smallpox. Kids will die if you don't get vaccines. Oh, here's a Paul Offit meme. Here's mm-hmm. one making fun of Andrew Wakefield, da-da-da-da-da-da. So it's obvious, you know, they've just gone the pro-vaccine route, and they just will not allow any opposing point of view.
Well, and we've seen that with Facebook, with Twitter, with YouTube, and folks, you know, Brighteon is still a viable option for us, although at this point we can't broadcast live through Brighteon. We want to eventually, because the suppression of information not supportive of the vaccine dogma, the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism dogma, is something that they will increasingly resort to desperate tactics, including censorship. Now, it could be worse than censorship. In fact, I've argued that, well, it already is, but a lot of folks aren't picking up on this. I've talked about the Real ID 2020 attempts by October of 2020, that you will not be able to enter a federal building, you will not be able to board a commercial airliner, who knows if they'll take it to buses and trains next as well, without a national ID equivalent, a de facto national ID, which is a show us your paper scenario, with biometric data, with data linking to your beastly number. If you have ever read Revelations, you understand why I feel the way I feel about the Social Security number. They basically tar and feather your kids and the potential for spiritual salvation, in my humble opinion, by stamping them with a number of the beast. They do it via economics, threat to economic viability. Now, it's not just that, but now we expand that as we go to Argentina and see our future reflected in Nazi mandates in Argentina. I believe some of the Nazis actually ran away after the fall of Nazi Germany. Didn't really fall, went underground in Argentina. And guess what they're doing? This is really the lead story, and I could talk 2 hours on this, and maybe Super Don will indulge me. We'll see where it goes. Argentina creates mandatory vaccination law for passports, IDs and driver's licenses, school, and more. Real ID in the United States, tied to what? Biometric data, medical data, Social Security number, which was never intended, I'd say intended, but behind the scenes intended to be a de facto national ID number. It is an identification number at this point, and it ties into everything, including the restriction to travel. They've now tied it into passports. And this is the U.S. Now, look in Argentina. They're taking it a step further because once they got you by numerical biometric tracking data, they now say, we're going to tie that into your vaccine records. And you will not be able to get an ID. You will not be able to get a driver's license. You will not be able to get a passport without your vaccine schedule checked and up to date. This doesn't mean they're not going to allow you to apply. You can start the process, but they're going to alert the authorities that are relevant to this to say, hey, catch up. And adults, don't think you're out of it if you survive childhood vaccines. They want to continue this perpetual vaccination thing all the way until you die in old age, if you even know who you are by then, because of all of the ingredients of vaccines leading to neurological brain damage, much less the microbiome that is destroyed prior to all of that happening. I am not sounding an alarm like Chicken Little, the sky is falling. We are witnessing this. I have seen this. It's already here, folks. It's already here. And the American sheeple, yeah, you know I'm talking to my fellow brothers and sisters here in these United States. If you don't wake up and recognize the amount that you've taken, the amount that you've acquiesced in terms of your freedom to move about the American cabin, much less the Earth cabin, think, oh, it's not really a problem. We'll just let them get over. Yeah, sure, it's not going to lead to where Argentina is. Well, if I had said 10 years ago that they were going to tie, you know, your ability to enter a federal building and travel on an airplane to a Social Security number that the Privacy Act of 1974 says it can't be used for identification. Folks, you got to understand, this is a religious war. And they don't care what denomination you belong to. But if you have beliefs, for instance, in historical texts, some of you call it the Bible. There are reference points here on vaccination where you are laying down with beasts if you allow those injections to occur. Or we look at not only the aborted fetal tissue there, but now the mandate, not only of the number, but what it ties to in their ability to track you and keeping your vaccines going. Even though you know better here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's getting real.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I know. Where is the shiny, happy Robert Scott Bell that we've come to know and love? He's still here. There are times where, when you see the future, based on the past and the present, and sometimes you feel like you're the only one seeing it. And I know I'm not the only one seeing it, but the idea of, well, Robert, you're talking about all these vaccine mandates. You've seen what happened in California. We see what they're trying to do at the federal level. We see what they're doing in other countries. We've got Italy protesting some of these issues against the globalists. The globalists are part and parcel, part of the global church of pharmaceutical mysticism. Argentina foisting vaccine mandates, tying them to IDs, driver's license, passports. We already have that in the U.S. happening. Okay. Now, a lot of people don't perceive religious liberty the way I do. I get that. I know. But the question I ask all of you, and I know this is the part where I lose all my listeners, is like, at what point does it become obvious that you can no longer go, I'll just deal with it. It's a little bit annoying, but right? The old Jewish man, what are you going to do? Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, if not for you, what do you think about the kids that you have, the grandkids that you have? What America are they going to grow up in? The United States of pharmaceutical tyranny? Interestingly enough, again, I'm not a fan of voting. I don't, if that's your thing, I don't speak against it for you. I want you to follow your bliss. You got a deep connection to the source of all sources. If it says go vote, deep inside, go do it. Okay? You know what I want to say? I would be thrown off radio. There are inevitably going to be a mass awakening through devastation. Right? Inevitably. It's going to happen. And it's like, the point is, that are you waiting for the Terminator realities before you go, all right, now it's time to be the resistance? And how do you be the resistance? Can you do it without firing shots? Ironically, they're firing shots at you all of the time. Our soldiers, you know, God bless those men and women who are serving in the military. There is a constitutional role for it, although we haven't had a declaration of war in the People's House since, what, World War II? Interesting, the Senate just passed something about war powers and the executive and the House, you know, relating to Yemen, different things that are going on out there. Is that a momentary blip in the radar? Or do you do what, by God, you have a right to do? To object by any and every means necessary if somebody is violently attacking you and your children? Is this me arguing for a violent reprisal? No, not necessarily. I would endorse and embrace nonviolence unless somebody is indeed attacking you. That's why I say, like my buddy Michael Badnarik, if you bring a syringe and try to attack my child with it, I don't care that you call it mana from your pharmaceutical heaven, a vaccine. It can kill. It has killed. And I have a .357. And, well, you know, that's the Michael Badnarik. This is a .45. And he'll make a bigger hole. Until you stand up on that principle of liberty, defense of liberty, so strong that they know you're not to be messed with, they're going to run roughshod over your liberties, all of our liberties. And this Real ID 2020 is just one of the latest, most significant pushes leading to other mandates, leading to other restrictions on travel, on freedom to move about. If you believe in government schools, they can't do it in California unless they vaccinate them. In medical exemptions, they're attacking the doctors, finding ways to attack and destroy doctors who absolutely say, you know what, these people here that are coming to me with their kids, there's a reason not to vaccinate them medically. They're like, no. This is a health department issue. And so we find Mark Green, who's a House of Representatives-elect out of Tennessee, a physician who actually acknowledges the CDC corruption, knows about Congressman Posey, Bill Posey, from the Space Coast of Florida, reading into the congressional record the CDC whistleblower William Thompson's statements that was made into the movie Vaxxed from Cover Up to Catastrophe. Now they say, oh, no, he rolled back his comments. He didn't mean it. No, that's what their wishful thinking is in the mainstream media. He didn't roll back anything. Sure, he believes in vaccines, and he says he's allowed vaccines for his children, but he acknowledges the corruption, the lies and deceit of CDC. He's not rolled back his comments, folks. I'd like to reach out to him, see if he'll come on. It might be too controversial for him now. We'll see. But we'll continue speaking. This level of truth based on facts that are inconvenient to the pharmaceutical church that our nation, in violation of the First Amendment, Bill of Rights Day yesterday, rights not from government, from God, but violation, our government, at almost every level, by establishing a state religion. Big Pharma is that state religion, folks. Try to argue against that. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you on it. You won't win that argument. I wish you would, but you wouldn't. Back with more powerful healing and Obamacare's failure next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has submitted written answers to Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace there will be no face-to-face sit-down with the Mueller team.
Good luck. Yeah, so what they did to Flynn, the way they trapped him into perjury, and no sentence for him, 14 days for Papadopoulos, I did better on traffic violations than they did with Papadopoulos.
So when you say good luck, you're saying no interview.
They're a joke over my dead body, but, you know, I could be dead.
The Special Counsel investigating possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said a border wall will do little to stop the flow of illegal drugs across the border.
80% of the narcotics coming into the United States are coming through ports of entry, official openings in the so-called barrier or wall between the United States and Mexico.
The president wants $5 billion for the wall or threatens a partial government shutdown on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. I haven't been rendered speechless yet, but what about you, Super Don? Are you just like aghast? Oh, my gosh. He's gone all off the deep end today.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because when we put these shows together, you know, yeah. It's just kind of like, hey, this looks interesting. So, you know, sometimes it's the magic formula to just send you through the atmosphere, and right. Sometimes it's not. And today was one of those days, and it's good. I mean, it's good. This is good, you know, important information.
Am I yelling and screaming like AJ, or am I just trying to be?
No.
No.
Yeah,
turn the freaking frogs gay.
Right. No, no, listen.
That hasn't happened yet.
I can feel that, right? But I'm like, you know, I don't do that for a dramatic effect. That's just not my way. I mean, I try to be as genuine, like in Yoda goes, do or do not. I know, I get it. But
yes.
Level bet. Oh, Leslie says, I declined real ID when I renewed my license. Leslie, God bless you. That's, you know, the living example. And start talking to your friends about this stuff. You know what this is going to tie into. Those that are, you know, you think that it's just the vaccine issue. Well, certainly it is, but how do they get there? How do they get to the point? Because they make it increasingly difficult to move about the cabin to do basic things. I mean, will it be, when I say this, people go, oh, now you're crazy. It's like, well, will there be a vaccine check before you go to a grocery store? I mean, if they had their way, there would be, because how do they play this up? Well, you're a danger to the public. You're likely a carrier of dangerous microorganisms that will end up, you know, causing, you know, the 12th monkey, whatever that movie was. Remember that? The virus will spread. We'll all die. And you know, by dehumanizing people, by basically following the tenets or the dogma of the germ theory, which is also a religious cult. It's a cult-like devotion to the germ theory, which is wrong to begin with. That, oh, germs cause disease. No. They're the result of disease. They manifest in areas where the soil has been corrupted. And I'm talking about your soil as well in your body. You don't have to catch anything. You've got enough in you to kill you at any moment. From Candida to E. coli, you name it. It's all in there. Why doesn't it? Because you have a basic functioning level of balance, even if it's not ideal and perfect. There's a lot of leeway we are given. Obviously, I'm hardcore on getting out of, you know, pushing the leeway and bringing it back into that such strength and vitality that you're not going to crumble with the next sneeze that surrounds you, whether it be your own or otherwise. But they want you to believe that your neighbor that's not participating in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism is a danger to your children, to your grandchildren, to your grandma and grandpa. If they succeeded at it, it is only due to a drugged, mass ignorant population. They may not even love liberty to begin with, but if they do, they'll lose the ability to be free based on that fear, right? Oh, the number one role of the federal government is to protect you. How many times have you heard that? The number one role. No. There's a slight modification of that, but an important distinction here. Because most people throw that into, well, that's militarism, that's police, right? No. The number one role of the federal government, according to our founding fathers, was to protect individual liberty. They neglect to say that, right? It isn't to guarantee safety, because being alive is a dangerous proposition. If you understand, you don't get out of here alive. You do if you believe in soul's eternal existence. But the physical body, they come and go from ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You got that? But they violate your even religious beliefs. And you don't even know it, insidiously, by instituting epic, I will say, propaganda campaigns of fear based on now fear of the germ, fear of the microbe, fear of the virus, the bacteria, the fungus. Because guess what? Those have no party affiliation. Said this before, the most successful way you can get, other than an alien attack, a feigned three-dimensional alien attack, right? They go, oh, look at the graphics on that. Oh, my gosh, they're coming to get us. It's War of the Worlds time. Other than that, it is the fear of the microbe. And even that played into the fear of the microbe. Remember War of the Worlds, the Orson Welles thing made into movies. The ultimate thing that killed them was the microbe. So, right? The microbe more powerful than anything you can imagine. However, that doesn't mean you have to attack and kill the microbe. You have to restore a balanced functional terrain, microbiome, also out here in the big, you know, the big environment, the macro environment, and watch healthy things beget healthy things. Healthy life begets healthy life. You move away from that, and that's been, this is fundamental to the Robert Scott Bell Show all of these years. I feel like I've been speaking, and people go, I think I kind of feel what he's saying. What does he really say? It's so basic, it's so simple, I can talk to 4th, 5th, and 6th graders, they'll get it. And for my fellow lovers of liberty that I've struggled with, some of them have been overtly disliking me, not because I don't like liberty enough, but because my focal point in natural medicine, maybe even homeopathic medicine, is beyond the pale, because they have a mental construct. They have a mental defect. It's called medical collectivism. It's called reductionism. It's called the germ theory. that I could look at the terrain, I could look at how do we alter the terrain for the better, and we see this vitality, right? An environment for freedom that would beget freedom. But we have now accepted a lowered status where we are subjugated by the pharmaceutical state to fear what the doctor says, or what you, now your neighbors or friends or family member or fellow churchgoers will look at you and shun you. This is happening big time in the Jewish, I'd say church, but you know what I mean, the Jewish religion, the synagogues, the rabbis that are buying lock, stock, and barrel into the vaccine industrial complex, saying the doctors believe it, it's consensus. Sorry, my Jewish heritage notwithstanding, I don't stand with those rabbis at all. And I will speak out against them, as I will speak out against any preacher man or woman who doesn't acknowledge the supreme, extreme violation of injecting toxic medicaments in violation of your right to say, no, not just informed consent. But in a credible scientific world, vaccines as they exist today would not be part of public policy or any policy. Although the idea of public health, remember I've talked about that, is medical collectivism. It's about a collective. It's not about any one individual, because they sacrifice many individuals along the road to their feigned place of, the manna from heaven. Everybody's well because all the public health things are working. Y'all are all getting vaccinated. Now, if I could say a public health initiative that I would support, I wouldn't call it public health initiative. I'd call it common sense. Let's stop sewage from running out in the streets and the kids playing it. We'll see how that goes. Let's have physicians that do surgeries or, let's say, cut up on cadavers to learn about whatever happened, right? Autopsies, whatever. Let's say they should wash their hands before they deliver a baby. Or let's say, better yet, let's have babies at home like we used to. Although we might have to work a little bit to get people healthy enough where childbirth is not considered a disease. So we got Obamacare to save us. Remember that? Obamacare! Save us! Now we got Ocasio-Cortez, socialist, avowed socialist, in Congress just about. And we got the Republicans who couldn't argue health care if their own very health depended upon it. Freaking out now because Obamacare was once again declared unconstitutional by another judge. In this case, judge ruling that, well, you remember Judge John Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, Supreme Court. He says that Obamacare is constitutional because it's based on a tax, a fine, something allow that. That's why it's constitutional. A mandate to participate in the third leading cause of death. Look at the poster over my left shoulder if you're watching on YouTube. The third leading cause of death, which is really the first. You're forced to participate under Obamacare based on Roberts' interpretation. Say it's a tax, so it's constitutional. Guess what? Congress said we can't apparently overturn Obamacare, but let's just take away the mandate. There's no penalty, basically. They de facto, we remove the mandate because there's no penalty. So if you don't do it, we're not doing anything. And so somebody had a brilliant idea. I was like, well, that was the whole basis for Obamacare. It hinged on that tax, that penalty. It's gone. So now, based on the Supreme Court, Roberts' own ruling, that scum-sucking pharmaceutical... Okay, let me stop there. You know where I'm going. So based on that, they removed it. Now they go, oh, no. And the Democrats are going, oh, we're going to fight this. Trump goes, this is great. Republicans are going, uh-oh, we're in trouble in 2 years because they're going to base it on health care. And as I said, the vast majority, and I'm talking super majority of super majorities of Republicans, couldn't argue health care out of a, you know, the wet paper sack that they live in because they don't know health and healing. This is the, again, the fundamental problem. There's a number of fundamental parallels, right? We can go back into the history of the Constitution, the Articles of Confederation prior to that, the Founding Fathers' deep, deep love of liberty through philosophy and studying the ancient philosophical masters and legal scholars to come up with this idea of a limited constitutional republican form of government. Yeah, I know that's lacking, but if we don't have the health, primary or in tandem with that, we might be able to understand it intellectually, but we're too fluoridated and intoxicated by drugs to act on the information. We have limited resources, and those resources are being depleted by the pharmaceutical church. Best, guess what? The FDA, regulatory capture, Big Pharma owns them. FTC as well, Federal Trade Commission, will work against anybody who states truthful, honest, even scientifically backed studies related to dietary supplements or foods that can reverse disease, for instance. Can't know it, can't say it. We will take your money. We will put you in jail. That's liberty, folks, in America. Once again, I know around the world people look to America still as the land of freedom and opportunity, but if you're into health and healing, there are limitations. You could be a terrorist on the order of Osama bin Laden, who was a CIA asset. 10 years later, they claim to have found him and killed him. If you can cure cancer and you hang it on a shingle with no drugs, no chemo, no surgery, no radiation, they will find you in 24 hours or less and put you out of business, maybe put you in jail. What does that tell you about what I'm saying here? The evidence? I'm right. But those who love liberty, those who are constitutionally oriented, you understand how much this health care debacle plays into that? The pharmaceutical church needed Obamacare because a lot of you have woken up. And many more are yet to wake up due to horrendous suffering of your children under the vaccine edicts that are coming down or already exist. Yes, Obamacare is unconstitutional. It always was. Regardless of what the Supreme Court says. Again, this is the folks, you got it wrong. If you think the Supreme Court gets to say what it is and what it isn't, no, you do. And also the states do. Read the 10th Amendment. Learn from the 10th Amendment. Judge rules Obamacare is unconstitutional. I don't have much patience and tolerance for dunderheaded Republicans who have no earthly idea that health care has to be rooted in individual liberty as well. Not government interference, not government mandates. I don't even want the government to mandate homeopathic medicine. No, want them out of it altogether. Don't ask for permission where none is required, folks. And when it comes to healing, here on the Robert Scabell Show at least, it's never required. The only permission you need is that which you give yourself. Granted by God, in my humble opinion. Folks, let me know what you think. You know, it's robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. What are fat people going to eat now to lose weight? We've got somebody with another opinion, and I'll tell you just how wrong it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Will we get banned for that one? I saw a movie yesterday on, I think it was on Netflix, called Puddin. No, not Puddin. Pumpkin. No, Put. What's the name of the show? It's. I don't even know the name of it. She was
Pumpkin Pudding?
Pumpkin Pudding? No. Oh, man. It's on. It's like Jennifer Aniston's in it. How could you forget that? And it's all Dolly Parton songs. Dumplin', that's it.
And oh, okay.
It's not the Apple Dumpling Gang with Don Knotts. You remember that from all those years ago?
I totally remember
right?
that.
The Apple
yeah.
Dumpling. No, this is Dumplin'. It's yeah. about an overweight girl growing up in her mom's like a beauty queen pageant, whatever, Jennifer Aniston. And, you know, it's one of those mostly positive, uplifting messages about self-worth despite your body type. And I got enough, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. And you know, if we talk about gravitationally challenged, that's the politically correct way of saying fat, overweight, obese. You know, I noticed that in certain areas of the country, there's a lot of obese children. And I don't think it's genetic, because then you go to other areas of the country where, well, it's not as many obese people. Could it have anything to do with what they're eating? Now, granted, there are body type differences, right? There are body types that tend toward, you know, the holding material, right? This could be a liver issue, right? Could be a microbiome issue. We've discussed many times over the years how altered microbiome can impact obesity. In fact, you know, recent studies showing, hey, if we infuse these microbe strains, the rats aren't fat again, right? Now we're talking rat studies at this point. So what are they saying fat people should do now, or gravitationally challenged people should do now? And according to the latest, they're saying you should eat dirt. Fat people should eat dirt if they want to lose weight. I'm not kidding. This is the headline. And I don't know. I thought this was like a joke. Eat dirt. But
I did too.
Now, my first thought was microbiome, right? That it was a fancy way of getting you to clickbait into a microbiome story, which would be fine, right? We've talked about soil-based microorganisms, different things that, you know, kids chew, you know, they eat dirt. They put dirt and they put it in their mouth and it inoculates them. It sets them up for immune modulation, immune education. But this particular story is talking about dirt, a particular form of clay. According to the Pharmaceutical Research Journal, they say it would flush fat from the system if they did this. Flush fat. And I think they're totally wrong-headed on this, on their conclusion. They're amazed because this particular clay material has absorptive capacity to antipsychotic drugs. But they also noticed that the clay was absorbing or somehow binding to digested fat materials from the diet. So it was like a sponge soaking up fat. But what's wrong about this, Super Don, is not that maybe some concepts of eating the soil are not good. It's not that. It's that fat, it doesn't make you fat. The very thing, I'm not leaving principle here. It's like suddenly, oh yeah, it's absorbing fat, so that's it. No, I've said it, and I'll say it again. Fat does not make you fat. Eating fat does not make you fat. It's retaining fat based on altered or aberrant metabolism, based on mineral deficiencies, simultaneous to toxins that have been accumulating because the fat you're eating, the food you're eating, is loaded with heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, you name it, additives, preservatives, colorings, and you have the body type that retains it, dilutes it in the fat cells to get you safe, your vital organs, making them safe. Perhaps from Christmas Eve, we'll talk about that in a little bit. So the absorptive capacity of digestive fat in this one clay is what they're saying will save fat people from being fat. They're so wrong. They're so wrong.
Listen, people have been chasing the Holy Grail, right? I mean, that's just been the thing that they've been chasing forever. Because a lot of people focus on weight loss,
yeah,
you know, versus, you know, the food or the nutrition or things of that nature. And they've been doing this for years. Do you remember years ago, they came out, there was another, I can't remember what it was, like a supplement or a drug or something like that, that like bound to the fat.
Yes,
and they tried it out, and it was like one of those things where they said, you know, if you're going to take this, you better wear brown pants.
Right, you will have leakage, and that's true of Olestra, right? The fake fat they put on Cheetos, right?
That's
right, causing leakage. Yeah. But remember, folks, if you stop the absorption of fat, you're going to die. Your brain, nervous system, endocrine system, hormones, every cell needs lipids. And if you think that reducing fat is a good idea, the low-fat diet craze of the 20th and 21st century is the stupidest, deadliest diet you can come up with. Go organic and eat more fat. In fact, next hour, sometime on the show, maybe on the breaks if you want to watch me on YouTube, I'm going to take another tablespoon of the deadly coconut oil that I have in my hand right now. Get ready, folks. This is really provocative, Evel Knievel-level radio. No evil about it, though. The power to heal is yours, folks. I'm just here to remind you we'll be back with Hour 2 and some amazing, empowering stories. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.